This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Eric stumbled into something strange. Simon Cowell just donated $32,000 to stop a South Korean dog meat farm. And does that stop it?
Yeah.
Because Eric's looking at a Ford Ranger and they're the same price. I've developed allergies in like the last 3 minutes. All of a sudden, I have a stuffy nose. I'm just speaking Mandarin to the boys. I'm taking lessons. Yo mama jokes in Mandarin. That's coming probably tomorrow.
He gave the money to Humane Society International, a charity that addresses animal issues worldwide. They say his money will save over 200 dogs and puppies from. So you're buying him from the farm?
I guess. Do you buy the dogs?
From a South Korean dog farm that breeds the animals for human consumption.
They're going to buy the dogs and give them to another farm.
Yeah, then what happens to the dogs? Like, you save them from that, and then what?
The charity plans to go there next week to pick up the canines, after which they will send the dogs to various countries, including the U.S., Canada, United Kingdom.
So South Korea has this big farm of puppies that they're holding hostage for $32,000. They'll let 200 of them go. Otherwise, they're meat.
There's the dogs.
Well, that's terribly sad, and of course... It's dogs waiting to be either meat or saved, so it's, you know, there's a win on that. But shouldn't we just kill the people that hold this building?
Well, I don't think it's illegal.
Have a beaut. Yeah, I know, but they know it's horrible, or they wouldn't be taking $32,000 and setting some free. That's called hostages.
What are the other people going to eat now? I mean,
now they're going to starve.
Yeah. I was going to buy a Ford Ranger, but I decided to save dogs instead.
Why not save them all? He's got a ton of money. Why $32,000?
Well, it costs $26,000 to get the folks over there to pick up the dogs, and then $6,000 for the dogs.
Charter flight is $20,000.
But if it's $32,000,
I know it doesn't seem like
if he gives like $1 million, it seems like he'd stop it.
I guess it's just 1 month.
Luckily, dog meat consumption's on the decline in South Korea.
Well,
but there are still thousands of dog factory farms.
Sure.
2.5 million dogs a year bred for human consumption.
I hate it. I'm, of course, as a dog lover, can't stand that. But it's the Korean way.
Yeah, it's been that way for
a long time. And India hates that we eat cows, but we do it. So let's not get all uppity about cultural differences. I think it's terrible. It's gross, but we see dogs different than that. Simon Cowell, 32. It just seems weird, the price of a Ford Ranger. Why not just, he's got a lot of money.
That's like,
you could stop it.
It's 1 week. How much, so you know, 2.5 million dogs that are.
Well, essentially what he did was.
What would be the buyout on something like that, and how would it, he can't.
So you're mad Simon didn't spend more?
I'm mad he just, like, because it doesn't seem like much to stop it. What he did was free up 200 cages for more dog meat. Like, they're just bringing 200 new dogs. Start all over. It's not like he stopped the facility. He just freed some. We got room for more. And they bring in more, and they just fill those spaces.
I don't think you have the ability to stop the facility.
Well, then why do they even take the donations to free them?
It's not a donation. They're just, you want to buy these
dogs?
That's
my point. You're not doing anything.
Yeah,
you're not doing a thing.
You're saving 200 dogs.
You're giving them 32,000 bucks. And then they just fill those spaces off.
Reset.
American idiot, just take take your dog. We got plenty.
And you're not stopping dog meat.
Like 5 to 1, they'll bring another 200 in for $50 a piece, probably.
Like if there was an orphan.
Now they can add a wing.
If there was a slaughterhouse for orphans.
They just added to the business.
If up the road here, they're like, we slaughter orphans. Like, how many you got? 500. All right, give me 4. And, like, I saved 4, but I didn't stop the slaughter of the other orphans.
Yeah,
they really didn't do anything.
Out of the 2.5 million.
Yeah.
It's the same as, like, the dolphin, what's the cove?
Ugh.
Like, we can't stop Japan from doing that stuff.
Well, you can. That's international, though.
Yeah,
that's
we
different.
Bitch about
it. Yeah, we can actually stop
and
that.
And the whaling. And then
that's tough.
There's all types of stuff out there that we disagree with, but other countries have been doing it for, I don't know, their entire
The slaughter
existence.
Of dolphins is definitely something that can be looked at across the world as a useless practice. Because they don't use much of it, you know?
Right.
Like, you know, they're just...
The meat's not even good for
you. Yeah,
you
can't even do much
of
it.
It's got mercury.
They're just murdering them and selling tainted garbage to people. So that one's a little different. But yeah, if you had an orphan slaughterhouse and you only took 4 out, did you do anything?
For those 4, you did.
Yeah, no, that's it. You just gave 4 of them hope. Right. The rest of them are still going to get slaughtered.
I mean, if you love animals, you save 200 dogs.
I guess, but... Unless you take them in, you just put them in another shelter.
I'm sure they'll be given homes.
What about the ones we've already got? You've just added to the problem here. You just kind of shifted the problem.
So you're against it or you're for it?
I think let the Koreans eat the dogs because that's what they do, rather than say, here's shelters of America or 200 more dogs to try to adopt. Meanwhile, they're taking out 121 dogs every couple. That number's dropped a little bit, but that used to be the number.
Yeah.
And you're dropping that many a day that can't get adopted. So he's just added to the homeless population. It's the same as saying, oh, there's a bunch
all
of
over the world.
Oh, no. But if you go over to like Seoul and say, I'm going to take the homeless people out of Seoul and put them in Los Angeles. What now? Well, they're homeless in Los Angeles now. They were going to get killed in Seoul. Oh. So you added to our homeless population by saving their homeless population from being eaten.
It just seems also the amount, the logistics involved.
Seems like an awful lot for not a lot of soul.
200 dogs,
right,
to bring them over.
Right. To just stuff them in a shelter here and hope that they get adopted.
Well, I don't know if that's going to happen.
No, unless he's got 200 homes. Well, I mean, it's the Humane Society. He's going to just definitely have more of a problem. Simon ain't taking in 200 dogs.
The director of the charity says these poor dogs have had the worst lives so far, so we're desperate to get them out of the dreadful cages, show them love, soft beds, and loving arms.
What about all the ones that are currently in American shelters? I know that just seems kind of...
I can't imagine you're pulling them out of there and then you're just going to kill them.
Well, I know you're not going to kill them, but you're going to kill the ones that have been in the shelters here. You don't have room
for this.
That's
true.
You know?
There's an excess as it is.
This is just kind of
what's
a
wild
kick
is
in the can.
We're picturing the dogs, you know, that are like coming from a home. Like people didn't want them.
Right.
And they sent them to the farms where these dogs are just basically bred.
They're like chickens.
Yeah. So I don't know how much they'll take to the beds right away and into your loving arms. I mean, it's like a wild animal.
It's true. It's the trust factor. Again, the slaughtering orphans thing. They might be a little skeptical of human hands. You know, I've seen a lot of my friends get slaughtered by people. Huh? I don't think I like you guys. I don't think they were in the best treatment in those kennels in Korea. So coming over here, they probably got some PTSD.
They might have some issues.
Yeah,
some PTSD.
Some adjustments.
Doggy stress.
Same if you put humans in the cages. You're right.
You don't understand. I'm Simon Cowell. You dogs are fine now.
He just waves his hand.
You're going to Hollywood, dogs.
None of this makes sense to me. And I'm a dog lover.
You're going.
Congratulations. 200 of you dogs are going to Hollywood. The rest of you, I'm sorry. Wait till next season. Try it again. Unless you're fat.
Simon, here's one of the dogs you rescued.
It's literally shifting the problem over here. It's like here. No, at least they're not going to get eaten. I guess that's a good thing, but
it's not really solving.
Not solving any problems at all.
I mean, how do you solve it unless you...
What this is pat
go
yourself
to war.
On the back. Yeah, exactly. You have to go to war to Korea over the dogs, which I'm willing to do.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we've gone to war for less.
Yeah, I mean, we train our dogs to play Jenga. We can have Dog Army go over there and do the rescue like Isle of Dogs.
But... You know, I got one of those Simon Cowell dogs, the rescue dogs. It's been pretty good, although it killed my other two dogs and the two cats.
You know what? I want to write Simon Cowell a letter and say thank you so much for sending $32,000 to South Korea to save those animals. I just got one of the Simon Cowell dogs. Delicious.
And then you eat it.
Oh, my God. Well, I thought that's what we were doing. I thought it was just like Postmates for Korean food.
DoorDash?
Yeah. One of them Simon Cowell dogs, please. Congratulations, you're going to Hollywood, dogs. Thank you, Simon Cowell, for your Ford Ranger donation. Now somebody in Korea can get a Ford Ranger and go pick up more dogs. It's got a nice payload. This doesn't make any sense to me. Sorry, I don't know why this took me down a road, but there you go. I was in the middle of inventing the game Chinese... Or just noises, and we were having fun, and then Eric brought up Simon Cowell. Tomorrow we'll play Chinese or just noises.
John, I'd like to thank you for my new band name, Orphan Slaughterhouse.
Orphan Slaughterhouse is a great
band. We will be live next weekend.
That's a great band name.
I like that.
Hi, Orphan Slaughterhouse. How many you got? 300. Give me 20 of them. That's essentially what Simon Cowell just did. He didn't try to stop the Orphan Slaughterhouse. He just took some out.
What would it cost to shut you guys down?
Oh, millions. I got 32 grand. I just sold a Ford Ranger.
Well, we'll reset for a month.
All right. That'll get me what, a third of them? A little less. Send them over. I don't get it. But he wants pats on the back for that. And it's nice. I guess it brings attention to the fact it creates dogs, but we knew that.
They're going to fill it back up for a couple of grand. Yeah. They're going to be able to buy new equipment.
They're going to get stronger this way. You're right. You just funded them. Thank you, Simon Cowell. All he want was 200 dogs. We're going to have best facility in town. We have Wagyu dog. Colby dog. But yeah, their dog meat's just going to get better. Because you keep funding them, idiot. Simon Cowell's a dumb man. He's good with taking advantage of people who think they're going to be famous. But outside of that, he's not a very bright man.
It's so funny. When I first brought that up, you're like, oh, see, he's a good dude. That's
no, I didn't say
the
that.
The more you thought about it.
I actually said, huh, interesting, was my first thing. Because my first thought when you said it was, why only 32 grand? Did that stop the entire thing?
Who came up with that magic number?
But then you read further and said, and it freed 200 of the 1 billion dogs that are... Like, he didn't stop a thing. He just gave them some cash. Here, Orphan Slaughterhouse, here's $5,000 for
an
orphan.
He's a consumer of their goods.
Right, he buys their stuff. He's basically Burlington Coat Factory. Give me 200 dogs immediately. What are you going to do with dogs, Simon Carrer? I'm going to start a dog act and go on America's Got Talent. South Korea's Got Talent.
It's like Brady doesn't care if somebody buys $32,000 worth of pork from him, what they're going to do with
That's
it.
That's the thing. If Brady had a pig farm for Porkopolis, and he had like just pigs, and then like some country that loves pigs a ton, like Australia, let's just throw them and go, hi, Mike, how many pigs you got?
About 89 pigs.
Give me 20 of them pigs. I'm saving their lives. And I'll give you $10,000.
I'm going to buy more pigs and get a bigger facility. Okay.
I saved pigs.
I got 98 pigs now. More pigs than I had before that Australian guy bought me the new place.
I can pay rent for 3 years
this
now.
This is great. Porkopolis is in the black without selling a meal.
Just mark up those pigs.
Yeah.
That's all they're...
You should do that, Brady, because next you had those protesters in your place at one time.
Well, I don't think you're selling live pigs.
No. Sell the vegans.
Yeah. I mean,
just to clarify.
I'm just going to let you know that's legal. Not here.
I don't think that's going to work.
You can do it. Those vegans would buy those pigs up to save their lives. Megan would do it.
OJ. Oh, yeah. She would have.
We need to spend all the money on saving Brady pigs.
But yeah, but he's going to just use the money for more Brady pigs.
I will save some.
And put them where?
You'll have a bunch of pigs.
I don't want it. Brady pigs. He's doing us a favor. We've got a glut of pigs, I think.
Brady will retire off all your purchases.
And I look
Brady
in my backyard
pigs.
At all these pigs, and I'm like, I got to start eating these. There's a lot of pigs.
You have to
there.
Do when Megan's
the
looking.
Kaibab is overrun with
round
feral
two
pigs
to
now.
95, 90. Wait a second. We're down three pigs. You're getting sick.
We got too many pigs, man. We got to sell some back to Brady.
You'll have a little slaughter.
Pennies on the dollar. I got my pigs back because John didn't have enough room. Saving pigs. There you go, do-gooder.
Anyway, Simon Cowell did nothing today but increase the dog-eating problem that Korea has. And I'm a dog lover, but I Korea eats dogs. We sit and look at them like they're killing Fluffy or my dog Ben.
Right.
And they're not. It's the same as us with chickens and cows. If you befriended the cow, it's harder to kill the cow. Remember Norman from City Slickers? Nobody wanted that cow to get eaten. Billy Crystal it bought it because he got close to it. If you make friends with an animal, then it's harder to eat it. I had a duck when I was a little kid. We all got them. All my cousins and stuff. My grandpa gave us ducks, little baby ducklings. Oh.
Don't bring that up. I have flashbacks.
Well, you threw a duck against the fridge. My grandpa My grandpa made us eat our pet ducks for Easter. We didn't know. We thought
it
was chicken.
That'll mess you up.
It did for a little bit. I made pals. Every couple weekends we'd go out. I'm like, oh, my duck's so big. We'd walk
around. Come here, Donald.
Play around. I didn't know his name. I don't think I named it anything good. I think Kingman, probably. That was everything's name for a while. And so my duck wandered, and then all of a sudden around a couple weeks before Easter, they were huge. And then we went back for Easter, and none of our ducks were there, and dinner was served. And he'd sold my other cousin's ducks to other families who needed to eat duck for Easter.
I wouldn't have had any of that as a kid. I don't know if I'd...
They told us it was chicken.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't good.
Wondering.
Greasy chicken. I wouldn't have eaten it. If they told us it's duck, I'm like, I got a friend who's a duck. This is not...
Yeah.
They told me it was chicken. My dad used to do that all the time. He'd kill a mule deer. It would be slaughtered in our garage, caped over some ladder. And like 2 weeks later, my dumbass is sitting there. He's like, we're having burgers tonight. Oh, good. And I'd take a bite. Like, this burger tastes weird.
And
he'd just laugh. Like, hey, wait a second. This is that dead thing in the garage. It's good, goddammit. Eat it. It's not good. It's gamey, and I don't want it. It's not McDonald's. I like my meat steroid-driven. Anyway, so Simon Cowell, everybody write him a letter today and say, got one of your dogs, and grilled him up with some Korean sauce. It was fantastic. Thanks for adding to the problem, Simon, you moron. I've got the hot releases coming up in just moments. It's 98.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.
K-U-P-D.